each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Loretta Frelick, and it is my privilege, as always, on Mondays, to sit in for the amazing Father Anthony, who is gracious enough to allow Mary and I to sit in every Monday. And it is my privilege. I can't thank him enough. The opportunity to be able to talk to you about the faith is amazing, and to bring you interesting guests and all of those other good things. And Mary's not with us today. She is usually here, but she is not here today. Mary is off doing the Lord's work in another way. And so we are very happy to be able to talk to you today without Mary. But Mary will be back next week, so it'll all be good. And I really want to thank all of you that may have listened Friday, that included in our prayer, the prayer for peace in the Middle East. As we all know, it was anticipated, and it did happen. I think over 700 drones were sent into the air from Iran. There is lots going on in the Middle East. We are now, there's more politics involved, but praise God, no one was hurt except for a 7 or 9-year-old little girl. So depending on the news reporting. So we want to lift up peace in the Middle East, and we want to lift up the healing of that little girl, that she might continue to be healed. And so we just want to praise and thank God that there was no serious damage. But now the politics start, right, peeps? The politics start. Biden's now telling Netanyahu that you cannot retaliate in any way. Iran is saying that if you retaliate, we're going to retaliate more. But we know who is the king of all of that, and the king of peace. So we just ask that the shalom peace settle over the people of the Middle East, the presidents and leaders, and that it just be a place of calm, and the Lord, you have your way there, that the war end in the Middle East. I need to remind all of our listeners that there was a ceasefire on October 7th before they violated that ceasefire. So we ask for just your guidance and your wisdom, oh God, because you're pretty smart, and you know everything from the beginning to the end. And we thank you, Lord, that you will be victorious in this, even if we can't see it right now. And so today's tax day. I hope everybody has their taxes done. Praise God, mine are. I know it's painful, isn't it? But we just ask that the Lord provide for all of you that are still working on them. And we are going to talk some fun stuff today. So just like we get ready, everybody got their kids registered for camp. I mean, doesn't that start in like January? Well, I have a guest today who is an amazing deacon of the Archdiocese. And he's going to tell us about some upcoming events in Encounter Ministries that sounds like summer camp for adult Catholics. So we want to welcome Deacon Rich Holyvoat to our show. How are you, Deacon?
I'm good. How are you, Loretta?
I'm fabulous. I am just fabulous. Today is a good day, and God is victorious in all things.
Yes.
Now, you are a deacon, and I must admit, a personal friend. And for you can't see him now, but on the radio. But if you could, his eyes just sparkle with the joy of the Lord. I mean that. And anytime I'm ever with Deacon Rich, it's a laugh and a hoot. And some serious stuff, too. I mean, you are involved in being a deacon, in a healing ministry, in Encounter Ministries. Tell us how you became a deacon. What made you do it?
So I have to say, it was several years ago. My daughter was still in grade school at the parish, and I was actually sitting in my car waiting in line to pick her up from school, and I heard the Lord speak to me, and he said that he had a new ministry for me and that I needed to let go of the one I was currently in.
Okay.
And that was very difficult for me, and so I kind of pushed it aside for a while, and he didn't stop calling.
He pursued you.
He pursued, and about a year later, I finally said, okay, and I met with the person in charge of the ministry I was currently involved with, and I told them the story, and he said, sounds like you need to step away for a while. And I said, yeah, I think so. So I stepped away, and then the Lord became very quiet for about 3 years.
Wow.
And
In those 3 years, Deacon Rich, did you ever think you'd made a mistake stepping away? Or did God just keep you calm and peaceful?
I was peaceful through the whole time. I knew that he had something for me. I was just searching for what it was.
Sure.
In the back of my heart, I always knew what it was, but I had had that conversation with my wife, and she wanted me to wait until our daughter was out of school.
Now, that's important for you to remind our listeners. Wives are so much a part of the diaconate, and isn't it true that the archdiocese, the cardinal, will reach out in a letter to them saying, before you get ordained a deacon, is this your wish also?
Actually, the wives themselves have to send a letter to the cardinal.
Wow.
Each year, giving their permission for us to continue on.
And how many years does it take to become a deacon?
Well, when I went through, I think it was 4 years. I think that might be changing here soon, but to five, but.
Whoa.
I think it's still four now.
Okay.
So,
because when I went through the Archdiocesan 2-year lay ministry program that was at that time coupled with the diaconate,
mm-hmm.
The deacons studied for 3 years. So they increased it to four, and now it might go up to five. So they're really training you, and they're really making sure that this is where the Lord's calling you, and you understand that.
Right, right.
Okay, so your wife asked you to wait until your daughter graduated from grammar school?
Well, actually, until she was out of high school.
Well, okay, so she's out of high school.
So I think she was in junior high at the time.
Okay.
Anyway, so then we're driving down the road one day, and her mom was in the car with us, and her mom was battling prostate cancer at the time, and nobody had ever talked to her about me going into the diaconate or anything to that nature, and she brought it up and asked when I was going to go into the program.
Whoa!
So that was a little strange, but didn't change anything yet. And then one day I'm sitting there at my desk, and I get a phone call from a friend who had moved to Seattle. And she had been there for about 3 or 4 years, and she said, "Rich, you know, we're at this parish, and we only have one deacon at this parish, and he's in his 90s. And he really struggles to get to the altar and everything else." And she said, "So I've been praying and asking the Lord to give me names of people to encourage to go into the diaconate."
Okay.
She goes, "What's odd is the only name he's giving me is yours."
Wow. And you weren't living in Seattle at the time, were you?
No.
And so what happened next?
So I took that to my wife, and she said, "Okay." "I think it's time to move forward." So that's kind of the story.
Praise God. Now, what parish are you ordained a deacon for?
So I am at St. Bridget's Parish up in Wadsworth in Beach Park.
Okay.
The churches are St. Patrick's and Our Lady of Humility.
Praise God. And what kind of ministry do you perform as a deacon up there?
So I have a healing ministry where we pray for physical healing, emotional healing, different things like that.
Does this healing ministry have a name?
It does. It's sort of the spirit healing ministry.
Praise God. And now, at some point, did you find yourself with even more desire to serve the church?
So I did. I had a desire to see more healing in the church.
Sure.
And so I had a bunch of friends who went to the very first Encounter Conference in Ann Arbor.
Okay. And can you tell us what's Encounter?
So Encounter is a ministry that deals with, they have a school that deals with knowing your identity in Christ.
Right. And I should tell the listeners, in full disclosure, I am part of that ministry, and that is how we met. And it's really a joy to be in ministry with you, Deacon Rich, because you are such a delight. So share with our listeners more information about Encounter. So we study the identity of who we are in Christ.
Right, as a foundation for all ministry work. The second quarter of the school is on the prophetic gifts, or hearing God's voice for yourself and for the world.
Wow, and I love that, because I think you've got people right now going, "Wait, what? I can hear I can hear God's voice for me and the world?" Mm-hmm. And it's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then the third quarter, we learn about physical healing, and all aspects of that, the theology behind it, the best practices, how it works, and you know, just, we've seen tremendous healing. We've seen miracles beyond miracles through this ministry, through our students. It's been amazing.
Praise God. And where is this school held?
So the main campus is in Brighton, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then there are over 30 campuses worldwide that have grown from that.
Wow.
Our campus is here in Chicago in Cicero at the St. Francis of Rome School.
Praise God. It's really been a blessing to share what I learned at Encounter School. I know you feel the same way. I'm just kind of overwhelmed by the identity portion of the class. I think it is absolutely the most important. If people only learned that, that would be amazing. I know that Father Matthias Thielen and Patrick Rice are the co-founders of the school. And yes. What Father Matthias's father, I love Father Matthias's motto, and I wish I could make it my own. But Christ did not die for a powerless church.
Right.
What does that mean to you, Deacon Rich?
So it means that Christ, you know, just like he said, as he was about to leave earth, mm-hmm. he said, this isn't the end of the miracles.
Right.
You guys are going to perform more miracles than I ever did, and greater miracles. And it's through him, through his word, through his name. This is how those miracles become reality. It's not coming from us. It's not our power that is doing anything.
Right.
It's his power because he's with the Father.
Amen.
And we've just seen so much tremendous growth in all of that.
Amen. And, you know, the people that are involved, you know, Dr. Mary Healy, you know, she is phenomenal and teaches at the Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Schreck, who's from the University of Steubenville, he is a professor there.
Yep.
And I love that they train and disciple Catholics to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that you're sent out into your sphere of influence, you know, where you work, your family, where you, your neighborhood, your parish. And it's really an amazing, amazing school. And we have some events that are coming up this summer here in Chicago. And when we come back from our first break, Deacon Rich, we're going to hear more about those events. I'm Loretta Fralick, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change with Deacon Rich Holyvote.
For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Koska Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Koska Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Koska Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's one block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
I'm Loretta Fralick, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Koska Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Koska Parish can be found two blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information.
Welcome back, listeners. We're here with Rich, Deacon Rich Holyvote, and we are talking about some of the elements of Encounter Ministries. Now, Deacon Rich, healing services are kind of a big part of encounter, and you get trained before you participate. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So can you tell our listeners what a healing service is?
So a healing service is it's a collection of different types of prayer for healing. We typically begin with praise and worship, which brings our heart closer to an encounter with Jesus.
Amen. Changes the atmosphere when you praise.
Just,
yes. Mm-hmm. Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Amen. And then we work in terms of like a corporate prayer where we pray over, you know, all the people there at once, and we'll ask Jesus to come and walk through the pews and bring healing presence to the people. We usually see a number of people healed through that process, and it's wonderful. Then we do like words of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we move on to words of knowledge and the actual mm-hmm. laying on of hands, can you tell us what are some blocks to healing?
So there's three blocks to healing. You have sin, you have unforgiveness, and control, or what, you know, Dr. Bob Schutz likes to use the term, ungodly self-reliance.
I love that phrase. Because we all know the only one that can really be in control is God, right?
Right.
And then after you talk to people about the blocks to sin, do you pray? Ask them to pray in any way?
We lead them in prayer. Or usually during this part, we do the praying, and they're just responsible for receiving whatever the Lord has.
Praise God.
And then, depending on the service, sometimes we have the audience that is not receiving prayer come and pray with the people that are asking for prayer.
Okay, and I have to admit, you recently had, last Friday, you had a night of glory at St. Mary of Sal, and you mm-hmm. and Father Reddick, who is the director of the Encounter Ministry School, you were praying for people, right?
Yeah, we had a healing service, a full healing service that night.
Right. Now, you were talking about words of knowledge before I asked a question. Tell our listeners, please, what is a word of knowledge? Because I've got something I want to share.
In this context, the words of knowledge are, we prayed ahead of time and kind of asked the Lord, what types of issues does he want to heal on that night?
Praise God.
And he will give us some words or some illnesses that he wants to heal, and we call those words out, and then people that have those symptoms would stand and receive prayer.
Praise God. Well, I want to give God glory because I was a recipient on Friday night of a word of knowledge that Father called out, and I had a healing. I was sitting in the pew. I was so tired. And I was sitting in the pew and my neck on the left side, it was like so sore. I could barely turn my head. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like sitting there and I'm thinking, I should really go home. I can't hold my head up. I should just go home and go to bed. And all of a sudden, Father Reddick called out, the Lord is healing necks and, you know, the spine, the cervical spine in the neck area. Well, right away I tested it, and sure enough, the Lord healed me. Praise
Amen.
God. So words of knowledge are true, and even when you are like sitting there and you kind of expect, well, if the Lord God is going to use a word of knowledge, he's going to heal like a major cancer, right? And yet the Lord loves us so much, even when our little necks hurt, he is there to heal us. And I think words of knowledge are so important.
Yeah, one of the ladies who was there that came for prayer at the end of the service, there was a word of knowledge about cancer being healed, and she had cancer. And, you know, as we prayed on her during the individual prayer time, mm-hmm. She said that she didn't experience any manifestations of healing or anything like that. But she said when she was in the pew, when she heard the word of knowledge about cancer, she said she became very hot.
Praise God.
It came over her body, and she said it felt like light was penetrating from the inside out.
And praise God.
It was just very beautiful to hear.
And what is heat a sign of, Deacon Rich?
So typically when you're praying for healing and there is heat involved, it's not necessary for healing to be there, but often when somebody experiences like an overwhelming heat of some sort, there is some kind of healing going on.
Praise God. Praise God. And are these monthly nights of glory, are they held at St. Mary of Sal at Father Raddick's Parish in Berwyn?
Yes. During the school year, we run them every month.
And so they are on the second Friday night of the month in English and on the fourth Friday night of the month in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Now, you've got some more events, or I should say we have some more events coming up in May 31st and June 1st. What is, it's like summer camp for Catholic adults.
Amen.
What event, what event are you hosting, or are we hosting at Encounter Ministries?
So that is our School of Prophetic Ministry. It's a weekend school. It goes Friday night and all day Saturday, and if anybody out there wants to hear God's voice for themselves in a better way, this is the weekend school for you.
Absolutely. Now, I remember when I first heard of the gift of prophecy, and if you can share a little bit more with our listeners what that is. But I remember when I first heard, I really wanted that gift. Holy moly, God is speaking to me, for me, my family, my friends, the world. I thought that was a wonderful gift. And I can tell you that I really sought that gift. And I can tell you that the first prayer meeting I went to, and I've shared this story before, I was scared. I heard them praying in tongues, which is a Holy Spirit language. It's like angel singing. And I was really frightened from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. I said to the Lord in my heart, I said, Lord, I know you love me. And I know you're going to keep me safe until you can get me out of here. And I promise I will never do anything like this again. And it was then that the Lord spoke to me. And I can still hear that woman's voice. Kay said, my daughter, do not be afraid of my gifts. I have many gifts for you. And tongues is just one of them. Now, no one in that prayer meeting knew what I had just prayed. No one, because I'm sitting there shaking in my boots, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, these people are going to start passing out that Kool-Aid. And sure enough, I have been in the later years, I've been gifted with tongues. I have been gifted all my life. All of these gifts have begun to unfold just as the Lord prophesied, and additional gifts and the prophetic gift. And it's really, people could just experience having, like when the Lord gives you just a picture for someone, or when you start to pray with someone and all of a sudden the words are no longer yours. You know, it is as if the Lord is pouring out something on their lives in his words through you. So It's really an incredible blessing. And what I find so encouraging, Deacon Rich, is that the Lord is using us to proclaim the kingdom and to move the kingdom forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what else are we going to learn at the prophetic school?
Well, so we'll learn about our identity.
Yes.
You know, John chapter 10 says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." And we're gonna learn to hear the Lord's voice for our own lives in a greater way. And not only that, but we're going to learn to hear God's voice for our families, for our friends, for those, you know, that are in need of the Lord's voice. And so in prophecy, we learn to hear the Lord's voice for someone, and we proclaim it in the same tone that we receive it. And so the great opportunity about this is that today is the last day that you can get the early bird discount on this event. So if you sign up today, it's only $50 for the weekend.
Wow.
And it's a great opportunity. After today, it goes up to $65.
Okay, well, we want everybody, listeners, to take advantage of the early bird discount by going to encounterschool.org/Chicago/. So spell out encounterschool as one word. Obviously, Chicago's one word, too. But we will post that with our other information, and we are going to go into our next break, and then we're going to hear about the July Summer Intensive. This is Loretta Frelick with Deacon Rich Holivoat, filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish can be found 2 blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information. The Winds of Change. For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's 1 block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
Welcome back, listeners, and we're on the air with Deacon Rich Holivoat, and we are talking summer camp for adults in Encounter Ministry. Now, that you've got another big event coming up, or we have another big event coming up in July. What's that?
So on the weekend of July 26th and 27th, so Friday night and all day Saturday again, we have our summer intensive. Last year, we ran this over 4 evenings during the week, and we had some call to do this as a weekend event with an idea that more people would come. So We're excited about it. Last year was a great event. We had over 50 people there for the summer intensive. You know, we're shooting for over 100 this year. It's going to be a great event. What the summer intensive is it provides a kind of a survey of the content offered in the first four quarters of the encounter school.
Right.
So it's a fast 2-day period where you can kind of get an idea of what it's like to go through the encounter school. We do content from all four quarters of the first year. So we do two talks on identity, two talks on hearing God's voice and the prophetic gifts. We have two talks on power and healing. We have two talks on inner healing and freedom.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And what do you hope people come away with in attending the summer intensive?
So, again, it's a great way to make a decision on whether you want to come be a part of the school next year.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's also for people who maybe can't invest the time for doing the whole school. It really gives you a great starting point in just understanding, you know, all of these aspects for your own life.
Right. And now, do you have to attend the School of the Prophetic on May 31st and June 1st to attend Summer Intensive?
No, they're completely separate events.
Terrific. And now, you know, what I find so encouraging is there's so much knowledge in these 2 days that you can't help but be a better Catholic and live out your ministry. Even if you're the greeter at church, you are so filled with such confidence that this is who you are called to be. And, you know, Jesus didn't die for that powerless church.
No.
And I think it's really exciting. We have been blessed that Summer Intensive last year was just powerful. And filled with so many encounters with the Lord. I received a prophetic word from Joe Phillips that really has caused me to be, I think, more powerful in my ministry. And it was pretty amazing. And Joe, as we know, is one of the teachers and he is one of the organizers of the current school, Encounter School of Ministry. And it was a real blessing that he came. But, you know, we've got some great teachers at the Summer Intensive and some great worship leaders. And I know that we are really blessed to have this for all of our listeners. And this is an opportunity to go to encounterschool.org/Chicago and get the early bird special and get into the summer intensive.
Yes. So the early bird for the summer intensive goes through June 1st.
Okay.
And if you get the early bird price, it's $75. Regular admission, you know, after that is $100.
Whoa.
We also have a discount for seminarians, religious, and clergy. $75 per person, regular price, but the early bird price is just $50.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is a wonderful gift, and it is a gift that we'll keep on giving, because I can tell you that the people that run Encounter in the Chicago campus and at the other campuses is that you have gone through this program. And so you understand the beauty of your identity in Christ. You understand that you can hear God's voice and that there's power in healing and in ministry, and both physical healing and inner healing. And I think that's one of the beauties of Encounter. We came to this program and we didn't understand maybe the beauty of it. And then we went through it and, you know, there's some hard work when you consider that you get to, you know, seek the Lord and His will on certain things in your life, and you get to apply the biblical principles of Christ and His ministry and how Jesus healed and how Jesus prayed and the importance of your relationship with the Father and with Jesus. And when you're working like Jesus did, you're advancing his kingdom. And what an honor that the creator of the universe would want us to partner in ministry with him.
Amen.
Now, there's that in September comes all the heavy lifting, right?
Yes. So we'll start our second year with the Encounter School in September. And registration is already up and going for the second year. We've already got, I think, at least five people already registered and confirmed for next year. And we're excited to see what we're going to get there for the rest of it too. So,
well, and that now in that the first year students will now move to the second year, right?
Yes.
And what kind of things can they look forward to learning and praying into in the second year of school?
Right. So second year, the curriculum for second year is building intimacy with God. Mm-hmm. It is power evangelization, which is an amazing quarter.
Tell us about power evangelization. Do you mean I'm going to have the boldness of Christ to go forward and tell people about Jesus?
Amen.
Yeah, that's kind of a scary concept.
This is the quarter that scares people.
Oh, I think they'll do just fine.
Yes.
But go ahead and tell them, why does it scare people? Nothing matter with a little scare there.
No. We do step out. One of our practicums for this quarter is to actually go out and go door to door and talk to people about Jesus.
Great.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Do you also want them talking about Jesus at the Jewel?
Absolutely.
At their family gatherings?
Absolutely.
And so what seems scary when you pray into it becomes almost, I have to honestly say, it becomes almost compelling. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you about the man who changed my whole life. I have to tell you about my healing. I have to tell you how I heard from God. And it is once you are energized in the power of the Holy Spirit in a new way, you know, because we all know as Catholics, Jesus comes to us with the power of the Holy Spirit in baptism, when we receive all the sacraments, Eucharist, especially confirmation. We all know that Holy Spirit comes, but it's almost like it becomes turbocharged and you've got to get out there.
Yeah. So also in the second year, we have a whole quarter on advanced ministry training. So this is taking the first four quarters of the first year and going in depth with a little more advanced training in the second year on those things.
Right. So you learn how to manage a ministry.
Yes.
And that's important because Encounter, Father Matthias, Patrick Reese, they have learn through trial and error what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, the importance of pulling together a team, the importance of praying with that team and, you know, going forward. And it's not rocket science, but we need to look at how it's done well.
Yes. And then we finish off the year with a whole quarter on leadership and deployment. So
leadership and what else?
Deployments.
Sounds like a military operation to me. Get in your tanks, people. Let's go. Oh, wow. That is just incredible. And is there a cost for the school?
So there is.
But it's doable and it's workable. And we've done it, right?
Absolutely.
Invest your tax refund in the school.
Amen. The first year, I know that the the price went up a little bit this year. I think it's $1,200 now if you pay by the quarter. So you can either pay by the quarter, where you just a quarter of the fee each time, or you can save a little bit on the whole number if you pay for the whole year at once.
Okay. And classes are held on Monday night at St. Francis of Rome School in Cicero on Austin Boulevard. What's a typical class night like?
So we start out at about 5:30 with praise and worship. And then about 6:30, we have small groups that meet each week to go over the homework and see how ministry things are happening and going. And then we have two talks. Both are about an hour long with a short break in between. Basically goes from about 5:30 to 9.
Now, what I find so amazing of this year's students, there's a lot of young people. And they are hungry to go after the ministry, and what is so, and you can feel it; it's palpable, and that it is just—it's wonderful to listen to them, to watch them pray with people, and to really become taking. They are taking this ministry to heart. So, if there are any listeners out there, either for the May, June School of Prophetic, the July Summer Intensive, or the September School, don't be afraid to sign up if you think you're too young.
The Lord. And we have people traveling from all over the place to come to this school, too. We got a lady that comes down from Madison every week just for the school.
Right. I remember the night that we finished early, and I gave them the opportunity to either have another round of ministry where they would pray, or because it was a dark, cold, wintry night, go home at like 8:15 instead of usual 9 o'clock. Every one of them to a person, including the ones that are traveling so, so far, they all said, let's do another round of ministry. And so they, and that was not a young person. That was an older person that was in, I was thinking of, the one who comes all the way from Madison. And so even though they come, there's something about it. You may be so tired coming to 5 o'clock in your day on Monday after a busy weekend, and yet you get to encounter, and the worship energizes you. The subject energizes you. The opportunity to minister to your classmates energizes you. And people are, you know, they're not running out the door at the end of class. They are sharing with each other and praying with each other. And it's really something beautiful to watch.
Amen. Amen.
What would you tell someone who's never experienced encounter? What would you tell them as the most important takeaway?
The most important takeaway? Well, you got to go back to the foundation. My identity is key to everything.
Right.
You know, if you walk away with that teaching on identity alone, it's worth it. However, there's so much more. I couldn't even put into words what I learned in the identity quarter until I'd finished my first year.
Wow.
It was just amazing.
Wow. And I have to honestly say, too, that I am so humbled by the people that have come to encounter. The fact that they want to get closer to Christ, they want to learn how did Jesus do it. They want to have a full understanding of their, you know, faith in Christ through the Catholic faith, that they are willing to come out on Monday nights. They are some of the most amazing individuals, and I'm really humbled by the gift they are to us on the program staff.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you got first involved with Encounter, did you see this change in your life coming?
Um, Yes and no. Since I finished Encounter School, I have had so many doors open in my life that just wasn't even a possibility before. It's just been amazing.
And what are some of those opportunities? How about those incredible healing services that you host in your parish with regularity?
Yeah, I mean, that's been beautiful. Just being a part of the school, you know.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
It has been amazing. It's just, and you know, again, the way that happened was just a work of God. It just, you know, I didn't even know that there was a school starting up until one person told somebody else, and all of a sudden I'm meeting with Father Reddick.
Right. Right. Well, it took a tremendous act of God for me to meet Father Reddick. And when we come back, we're going to hear about the amazing Father Reddick. We're going into our last break with Deacon Rich. This is Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change.
For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Koska Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Koska Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Koska Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's one block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
I'm Loretta Frelick, and you are listening to The Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Koska Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Koska Parish can be found two blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick with Deacon Rich, Holy Vote, and I just want to share this, how I met Father Reddick, that we've mentioned throughout this program today, because I think it just shows how God is moving in his church. I used to do a Bible study in the early morning with Maria Vadilla, and she has guests or people from all over the world that log on to this Bible study. It's pretty amazing. But one day Maria called out and said, and she mentioned me and another friend of mine. She said, Loretta and Maurice, revival is coming to Chicago. And I think it was about, and that she knows that's what we've been praying for. And so what happened was, about 2 weeks later, this priest is in his little box on Zoom. And, you know, Father Reddick was from Argentina, I thought. And then he'd always have a witness of some healing or blessing or something that happened. It was always great when he was on. But what happened was, not too long after his appearances, and I saw him maybe a couple times, he gets transferred. Guess where? They took this amazing Redemptorist priest from Poland via Argentina back to Chicagoland. Doesn't he get two parishes close to my parish? And I'm like, well, I wanted to reach out to welcome him to Chicago. I did not know he had been here before and was part of the Redemptorist community. But he called me up one day and said, Loretta, I want to start an encounter school. And from then, God has blessed Chicago with the gift of Father Raddick. He is like he is the real deal priest. I'm not even kidding. And I recall when my mother had a stroke and was in the hospital and had to have an operation for her hip. He came. He was on the phone calling me, Loretta. I heard from Maria. He came to the hospital like 15 minutes later and blessed her. And my mother calmed down. Just I could see the difference in her when he came and was just a priest. And now he is empowering all these people. He prays for everyone. And so that's the story of Father Raddick. And I know that we are blessed to know him.
Amen.
Amen. And he's kind of funny too, but I'll leave that alone. Who would have ever thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both have like a way God moved over, you know, over different methods, but nothing is impossible for God. And so if you in your heart feel that God is calling you to encounter ministries, either the prophetic school, the intensive, and you just want to give it a try, don't hesitate. Just jump right in. And if you are somebody who wants to get that cycle of school going, don't wait. Sign up now and get registered and start working toward changing your life and the lives of others.
Also, if you want to see like Encounter Ministries in its entirety, the Encounter Conference is coming up this June, 26th through the 28th. That will be an amazing experience as well.
You know, I remember when the first time I went to the Encounter Conference, Bishop David Ricken was there from Green Bay, and he got his knee healed, and he gave witness. And so you can only imagine the impact that must have had on the entire archdiocese up in Green Bay. So it's fun. You love to just stand there with your mouth open. And yet it's so holy that, you know, when everyone is worshiping together, you can't believe you have found others who worship like you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Amen. Deacon Rich, I'm going to ask you to throw a blessing out there for all of Chicagoland and Encounter Schools.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Deacon Rich Holyvote, for being part of our program today and sharing your diaconate and Encounter Ministries. This is Loretta Frelick filling in for Father Anthony. Mary and I will be back next Monday. God bless you.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deep for truth or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? Meaningless thought, the shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred.